Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kim Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Nhlanganyahuye in Washington, where I'm broadcasting from my home this Friday, October the 8th, 2020, because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, President Emmerson Mnangagwa's State of the Nation address, the displacement of people in Mashonaland West, and other issues.
And on the health front, the Ministry of Health says one person died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday and 89 tested positive for the coronavirus. According to the Ministry of Health, there are at the moment 4,631 deaths of people who have succumbed to COVID-19 in the country since the pandemic started last month.
The ministry reports that almost 3.2 million people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and 2.4 million people their second dose.
And the ministry also reports that there are currently over 2,000 active cases of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe, and Zimbabwe needs to vaccinate 10 million people for the country to reach herd immunity.
In USA, the Voice of America reports that there is a mandatory vaccination program of school children in California. Some angry people are resisting the program.
Tonight, we are also going to be discussing President Emmerson Mnangagwa's State of the Nation address. Mnangagwa told Parliament yesterday that Zimbabwe's economy will grow by 7.8% this year. And he has come under attack from various groups who are questioning this growth.
As indicated, we are also looking at the eviction of people from Waterloo Farm in Mashonaland West. Some villagers are now stranded. Yabambe is Rwanda Valija, Laperkona, and on Zonka Zumklaba, SGNAO. Namtajege, Ulife Dog, Skruma, COVID-19. Lokunye njalo, okam, Gavilana, Lokwezagala, Gwele Zimbabwe. Sia, wono kutike, kuna manje, maskuluma, COVID-19. Kulabantu-ke abafika kulomuntu oyedwa ngakube kanjalo obulwe COVID-19 izolo wathi abayi-89 ngabantu abahlolwe batholakala belo mkhuhlane lo. Xa sisikhangela futhi siya phambili kulabantu abayi-131,523 asebahlolwa eZimbabwe batholakala belo COVID-19 kusukela nyakenye. Kuzobuya-ke abayi-124,685 asebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo. Xa kuyiwa phambili njalo kulabantu abafika 4,631 asababulaya COVID-19. Kubeze ukuthi-ke asebejove ama-Jackson atshiyeneyo bafika 3.2 million asebehlatshwe okwakuqala ama-Jackson lawo. Asebehlatshwe-ke okwesibili bafika 2.4 million. So-ke kukhanya ngazani-ke abantu bayahlatshwa sibili lapha lalapha, kodwa-ke uhulumende uthi ungani sebebalutshwana abantu abahlatshwayo. Kuzobuya-ke abantu okuthiwa ngama-active cases ye-COVID-19 kule 2,207. So kunjalo-ke zulukandaba. Sibe sesithi singene-ke kolunye udaba esikhuluma ngalo namhlanje. Siyabona ukuthi-ke uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa izolo wethule umbiko wakhe oqakathekileyo we-State of the Nation address. Saluphakulela okuningi ngalokhu. Kuzobuya-ke kwele California khona ngathi-ke esabelweni se-California kwele Melika. Sokuthiwa-ke abantwana besikolo kumele behlatshwe amajekiseni. Kuthi kulabanye bathi kungani lokho akusoze kuhambe kuhle. Saphinda singene kudaba lwabantu abaxotshwa e-Waterloo Farm khona ngale eMashonaland West. Siyeza ukuthi lina likubona njani konke lokho. Ye, kunjalo-ke Marvelous.
Kune avo vachangobva kupinda mushumo wedu tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro nhasi nemusi wechishanu kudai October 8, 2021. Ini ndini Marvelous Nhlanganyahuye ndiri kutesenyura ndiri kumba pamusoro pedenda rechirwere checovid-19. Nhasi pachirongwa chedu tichange tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika munyika pamusoro pechirwere ichi checovid-19 uyezve zvirongwa zvekubayiwa kwenhomba yecovid-19 tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika mune zvematongerwo enyika nezvimwewo. Tinoona kuti pari zvino bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti nezuro pane munhu mumwe chete akawanikwa achishaya kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 uyezve vanhu 89 vakabatwa nedenda iri nezuro. Asi tichitarisa zviri kuitika pari zvino kubva denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura pane vanhu 131,523 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri Poita osha karevan 124,685. Vawani kwa iwo vachikunda denda iri mushure mekunge varibata. Tutarisa kuti pane vanhu 4,631 vashaika kubva kudenda iri kubva ratanga muna March gore rapfuura. Tozotarisa chirongwa chekubayiwa vanhu checovid-19 tinoona kuti pane vanhu 3 million vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba idzi dzecovid-19 asi nyika yeZimbabwe inoda kuti ibaye vanhu vanodaudzira 10 million kuitira kuti vawanikwe ivo vachisvika pavanoti ivo head immunity. Tozotarisa zvakare zviri kuitika panyaya yezveaye yatingati maquarantine kana kuti malockdown. Tinoona kuti Zimbabwe, munyika yeZimbabwe, mutungamiri wenyika vakaudza ivo nyika kuti kwemavhiki maviri anotevera mitemo yelockdown icharamba iripo, asi mabhawa akuzovhurwa kune avo vanenge vakabayiwa nhomba yecovid-19. Tozoona zvakare nyika yeBritain nezuro yakazivisa iyo kuti Zimbabwe yakabviswa pavanoti paye pared list, zvinoreva kuti kubva muvhiki rinotevera zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinoda kufamba zvichienda kuZimbabwe zvinogona kuenda zvichizodzoka vasina ivo matambudziko. Asi tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare zvakabuda muparamende nezuro, apo mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vakawanikwa vachiparura yatingati gwaro ravo restate of the nation, kana kuti sona vachiti ivo upfumi hwenyika huri kuwanikwa ivo huchikura uyezve nepercentage inoita 7.8%. Asi vari kuwanikwawo vachishorwa nevamwewo vachiti ivo aiwa upfumi hwenyika hwaondomuka uyezve pane zvimwewo zviri kuda kuonekwa nevanhu zvichishanduka panguva iyo ino. Takaona zvakare vaMorgan Komichi vebato reMDCT yavamonzura vachiti panewo zvavakafarira zvakataurwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa mugwaro ravo iri. Vakanyanyofarira vachitaura ivo kuti nyaya yedevolution vachiti zvakavafadza, asi pane zvimwe zvavaida kuona zvichigadziriswa pane nyaya yemitemo yemunyika. Tichatarisa zvakare zviri kuitika kunzvimbo yeMvuti uko kune Waterloo Farm Mashonaland West, uko tiri kuona kuti kune vanhu vakawanikwa ivo vachidzingwa papurazi iri reWaterloo vachinzi vari kugara papurazi iri zvisiri pamutemo. Saka vanhu ava vakadzingwa vari kutogara pari zvino mumigwagwa. Uyezve tiri kuona pane madzimai vane vana vacheche, pana madzimai vamwe vakwegura nemhuri dziri ipapo panguva ino yecovid-19. Apo tiri kuona kuti vanhu vazhinji vari kunzi ivo vazvichengete, asi tiri kuona kuti panzvimbo iyi vanhu vakadzingwa kubva kuWaterloo Farm ava vari kuwanikwa ivo vakagara vakawanda vari panze. Uyezve kana zvatingati zviye midziyo yavo yese iripo yakakandwa panze ipapo kuWaterloo Farm kuMashonaland West. Uyezve mutori wedu wenhau Nonoraijena akakwanisa kunge achienda kunzvimbo iyoyi yeWaterloo Farm kumvuti achitaura iye nevamwe vakawanikwa vachirasikirwa nemidziyo yavo panzvimbo iyoyi. Gibbs.
Yes, marvelous. Let's start with the California issue where there's some kind of mandatory vaccination program in California. So kuna ngale ke California abantu sokumeti abantu babo behlatshwa amajekiseni achiyeneyo. So we've got a guest today. He actually sent us some videos. So his name is Kanyesani Ncube. He is a human rights activist. Let's hear what he says about some of these kind of activities of actually maybe in quote unquote forcing kids to actually go for vaccination.
Kanyesani Ncube, isizalwane saseZimbabwe, ngiligqwetha lamalungelo oluntu, ngizinze kwele South Africa, yize okwamanje ngisaqhubekisela phambili izifundo zami zomthetho e-University of St. John's ekhona lapha e-America. Malunga nalodaba lwaseCalifornia, lamanye amazwe agqugquzela ukuthi abantwana besikolo bengamukelwa ezikoleni nxa bengahlatshelwanga umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Ngile micijo emibili engifisa ukuthi ngiyenze. Umcijo wokuqala ikuthi ngicabanga ukuthi njengamazwe o njengabona labo abagqugquzela ukuthi abantwana babanjwe ngenkani bahlatshelwe umkhuhlane we-COVID-19, ngicabanga ukuthi sesiginya singahlafunanga. Lokho ngikuchiso ngalezi zizathu. Okokuqala, abantu abadala abaningi abakayihlatshelwa iCOVID-19 sikhuluma njengamanje kwasibisa yona le California ungakhangela uzathola ukuthi abanye abadala endaweni ukuthi bathola ama doses 2 or even lama booster ona la okukhulunywa ngawo uthola ukuthi umuntu omdala wenze i dose A1 kuze kuzofika manje ende siyakwazi ukuthi ilizwe lona leli laseAmerica iCOVID-19 iqothule kanjani kangakanani izibalo zakhona zihlasimulisa umzimba kodwa ubuso sithi uyakhangela uthola ukuthi abantu abadala abaningi abakajova abakahlatshelwa umkhuhlane weCOVID-19 endaweni ukuthi siguguze thathe wonke amandla wethu esilawo sithathe wonke umcebo wethu esilawo siguguze labantu abadala esaziyo ngokwezivalo esike sazithola ngaphambilini ukuthi yibo abasengozini enkulu kakhulu yokuqothulwa yisifo sona lesi eseCOVID-19 sisebenzise ama-resources wethu lapho ukuguguzela lokho kodwa sesifuna ukuthi sithathe abantwana abangelamandla sibathathe sibafake lapho ngenkani ngekhanda sebangenise phakathi khona lapho ngicabanga ukuthi kuliphuthe likhulu kufanele ukuthi yize sisizwa ukuthi ama trends ungathi sechintsha kodwa into bekufanele ngabe siqala ngayo siyiguguzile kakhulu ukuthi siqede ukuqala ngabantu abadala odabeni le COVID-19 okwesibili nanku es ngokomthetho ukuthi sibone ukuthi umthetho welizwe elithile ngumthetho osebenzela abantu ngumthetho olamandla ngumthetho ofanele ube khona yikuthi sibone ukuthi umthetho walelo lizwe ubaphatha kanjani abantu abangelamandla masikhuluma ngabantu abangelamandla sikhuluma ngabantu asebebadala sebegugile abangasenelisi ukuthi bazivikele sikhuluma ngabantwana bona laba njengabona laba abanama 5 years to 11 years or to 12 years yibo abantu sikhuluma ngabo bona lapho ngicabanga ukuthi masizabathatha sibafake ngekhanda entweni abantu abadala abaningi abangathi basadonsela izinyawo zabo emuva ngicabanga ukuthi senza iphutha elikhulu kakhulu mhlawumbe sikwenza lokhu ngesizathu sokuthi siyabona ukuthi abakwazi ukuthi bazikhulumele abenelisi ukuthi bazivulele kodwa okusalayo senza iphutha elikhulu kakhulu okwami ukugqugquzela ukuthi asiqaleni ngabantu abadala sibagqugquzele kakhulu ngoba siyazi ukuthi baba sengozini enkulu kakhulu yokulinyazwa yilolu bhubhane lweCOVID-19 ngiyabonga.
There you are, marvelous. That is Kanyasani Ncube. Kanyasani Ncube is a human rights activist. He's based in here in USA. He's actually doing studies right now. So he says it's very unfair to take kids for these vaccinations when there are some adults who are actually resisting these inoculations. So he's not happy at all. So he says there should be a way, you know, out of this, you know?
Mm-hmm. Aiwapo tiri kunzwa mumwe munyarikani wedu vakutaura ivo pamusoro pedanho riri kutorwa nagavena wemuno muamerica wekucalifornia akati iye vanhu vemudunhu ravo vanofanira kunge vana vechidiki vari kuenda kuchikoro vese vanofanira kunge vabayiwa nhomba yecovid-19 otherwise havadzokeri kuchikoro saka munyarikani wedu vari kutaura kuti ivo havasi kufara nedanho iri rakatorwa sezvo vari kuti vamwewo vechikuru imo muno muamerica havasati vabayiwa nhomba idzi dzecovid-19 saka hazvina kunyatsonaka zvizvo zviri kutyora kodzero dzevana kuti vafufukedzerwe kuti vabayiwe nhomba iyi yecovid-19 asi aya maonero avo.
Yes, let's hear the other version of his argument, you know. He's actually saying a lot, you know, concerning this issue.
Kanyisani Ncube.
I think I brought the wrong kind of tape. Let's get the right one in motion. I think it's the English tape. So let's see.
My name is Ben National. I am also a human rights lawyer practicing as such in South Africa. At the present moment, I'm furthering my studies at the University of St. John's in the United States of America. I wish to respond as follows regarding a decision that has been taken by the state of California. Understand it's also a decision that is considered by quite a number of other states in the world. One, I feel that we're dropping the ball at a very crucial time. We know for a fact that quite a number of people in the adult population still have not been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. And we know for a fact that those are the people who are worst hit by COVID-19. And I feel that those are the people that we should be concentrating all our resources. Those are the people that we should be concentrating all our energies to get them vaccinated against COVID-19. Of course, we acknowledge that some of them have elected not to be vaccinated for a whole range of reasons, religious reasons, and so on and so forth. But I feel that to quickly jump and focus on our little ones, those ones who cannot defend themselves, those ones who cannot express themselves, those ones who cannot, you know, fend off themselves, I feel that is quite unfair to them. Is it perhaps that we see them as soft targets? I'm not really sure about that one. But I feel that all our efforts needs to be intensified to ensure that we get as many people as possible vaccinated against COVID-19. That is the first point. The second point that I wish to make, it relates to the legal sentiments. We know for a fact that in the legal arena, the strength of our legal system or the usefulness of our legal system is best at play when we see how it interacts with those ones who are vulnerable, those ones whom we consider to be the weakest members of our communities. In this particular case, we're looking at our little ones. We cannot get all our adult population fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Yet we want to get the little ones, those ones who cannot fend for themselves, those ones who cannot fight for themselves, want to get them vaccinated. Even in our culture, an adult person is expected to lead by example. Even when an assailant enters your premises, as an adult person, you are expected to deal with that assailant. And then once you are done, or once this assailant is done with you, that's when it will proceed to your children or to those ones that you lead. I feel that it defies all rationale what we want to do now. Thank you.
There you are, Marvelous. Like we said, that's his personal opinion. He's talking about, you know, the California mandatory vaccination program for kids. There you are.
Aiwa apo tiri kunzwa kubva kune munyarikani wedu ari kurambazve achienderera mberi vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pedanho riri kutorwa iro nagavhena wecalifornia vari kuti ivo vana vechidiki ngavabayiwe nhomba vanoda kudzokera kuchikoro otherwise havapindi muzvikoro. So that is what we were hearing there, but we're proceeding to look at some of the issues that are currently affecting Zimbabwe. We saw yesterday the president giving his SONA reports in parliament, and there was a lot of reaction that came in from different parliamentarians who were actually at the event. I heard Morgan Komichi of MDCT saying something, but there were also other parliamentarians who weighed in on the president's speech. Let's hear from one of them.
And one of them is Lwazi Spanda. She is a member of parliament as well in Zimbabwe. Let's listen to what she's saying here, Marvelous.
So that is the most way right to put one or say Zimbabwe. Mobakas as it is, it's the most easy. Asun Kamerana Mang. Uguda, of course, I would tell you the Makai. But you, it's not something you have better together, but tell my paper. It's Doziatu. Mobak in Malavala is and she. Why did I have a pay at the human? It's you and call them to love them for a call. Under what I want to have myself, one pension, Umbata have been a little lady.
So, Lwazi is saying here, Lwazi Spanda is saying, you know, the situation is really bad in Zimbabwe, Marvelous, because people are looking for money and there's no money in the banks, and, you know, they're spending a lot of time looking for money instead of working. So she's very disgruntled and she's saying, you know, whatever this president said does not have a direct impact on this kind of a particular issue and other issues as well. So she's not happy there.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa vamwe mudare vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo vachiti zvanga zviri kutaurwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa muparamende kwavari ivo hazvina kunyatsovabata sezvo zviri kuitika zvakasiyana nezvavanga vari kutaura vachitaura ivo nyanya panyaya yekuti iyo vanhu vari kushayika vari kushaya mari dzekushandisa nezvimwewo uyezve takaona vamorgan comichi vembct vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pemazwi akataurwa ivo navamunangagwa
pane pakanakawo pane paasirira panyanya kupandawana pasara pandachiexpira kuti pangabuda inzvimbo inoenderana nemararamiro evana vezimbabwe upenyu hwezimbabwe hwaoma in terms of mari dzatinowana kumabasa macivil servants edu iko zvino ari kuwana mari iri below the poverty datum line poverty datum line iri pamusoro pe$40,000 and vashandi vakawanda vari mucivil servants vanowana mari iri pasi peizvozvo saka izvozvo zvinhu zvasiyiwa and gare zviri tine marecords neinformation yekuti muzimbabwe munomo vanhu vari kurarama paupenyu hwakaomesesa hunonziko pachirungu extreme abject poverty vapa 49% kureva kuti vanhu vari kutambura vari kuwanda saka mashoko apresident anga achifanira kutarisana neizvozvo kuti vanhu vangaitwa sei kuti vararame iko zvino zvinhu zvakaoma zvikuru paupenyu hwavanhu
panyaya dzekugadzirwa kwemitemo
ndinowirirana kuti ipapo pabuda zvakanaka zvikuru pane mitemo yatanga takatarisira makore osa anoenderana nokuenzanisa constitution yezimbabwe nemitemo inoshanda kumapurisa wabuda kuti bhiri richauya mashandiro achaita masoja nevanhu vezimbabwe bhiri iroro riri kuuya independence commission independence complaints commission iri kuuya bhiri riri kuuya and also bhiri riri kutarisana namaprisons riri kuya zvakare izvo zvinotipa kuti zvinhu zvinake ranyanya kundibata mwoyo anga rakamirwa nevana vezimbabwe nderedevolution nekuti vana vezimbabwe vange vachida kuti maprovincial councils achitanga kushanda and mari dzinoenda kumaprovinci dzichienda pamutemo and vakasarudzwa kuti vamirire maprovinces vange vachitanga manje kushanda pamutemo izvozvo zvichaita kuti zvinhu zvinake zvinhu zvifambe so izvozvo ndo zvinhu zvabuda zvakanaka zvatinotenda
siyamuzwa lapha ke ikomiti yakhuluma sibili kuti kuyini obona ngani kungalungiswa ke nguhulumende lokukhulunywe ke ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa so sizaletha ke esilungu sizwe ukuthi ke uthini marvelous hold on there we've got another message from Komichi. Let's hear it.
The cost of living is very high. The prices in Zimbabwe they are very high. It's unaffordable. A salaries have been eroded. And civil servants are suffering quite a lot. Generally, people of Zimbabwe are currently in pain. I therefore expected the SONA today to cover those areas. I didn't hear that. So I would probably urge the government to relook at the fate of the people. The life of the people is very difficult. People cannot live in Zimbabwe. So that area was not attended to. So as far as I'm concerned, we do more in the area that deals with the life of the people of Zimbabwe.
How about on the legislative agenda?
That was a positive sign. We've been wishing for some time to have the question of Zimbabwe aligned to the laws of the country, especially the security sector. The legislative agenda covered the security sector alignment in terms of the Independence Complaints Commission. That is very positive. The alignment of the Prison Service Polling Act, that is also very positive. The major one, which is going to affect the people of Zimbabwe, people who have been waiting, has been the devolution bill. Many people wanted this bill to be put in place. It has taken too long. I remember during the first regime under Mugabe, there was nothing that was done. Nothing was done around that area. However, this time around, I'm happy to hear that this parliamentary session that's coming in, which is open today, is going to be dealing with devolution of bill. So, which is really quite welcome.
Loke umnumzana Morgan Komichi okhulumayo khonapha ke-Marvelous sikhuluma sibile ngezinto ezimbalwa esizibonayo la okunye kwangikhona kukhuluma ngakho ikona ukuthi kumele kulungiswe imithetho yelizwe ihambelana nesekelo sombuso welizwe lokho kutwa ke constitutional alignment so ukuthi ke okumele ukukhangelwe kezomvikela isecurity sector ukuthi kumele imiswe njani kuzobuya ezokhetho ukuthi kumele lakho kukhangelwe konoko ngoba isukhetho luqathekile kule Zimbabwe so xa ukuthi ungalukiswanga ke kuyahlupha kakhulu so ama electoral reforms kona lawa ukukhuluma ngawo sithi kumele kulungiswe konke lokho lakho ukuthi kulabantu abasejele kulenye bill elungiswayo abasithi umthabise kakhulu ukuthi umongameli ukhulume ngedevolution bill le elungiswayo so ukuthi ke abantu kudala bakumelela konoko ukuthi kulungiswe zabelweni into abantu bazibuse kodwa ungazani uhulumende kade ngadosi kahle kodwa athi kulokhophe khona ukuthi uhulumende kakhulumanga ngemali zezisebenzi ukuthi zisebenzi kumele zime njani so ukuthi umlanga kwalapha ke lapha kungxeke khona bazangachaya kuhle khona mpumavlas
ayiwaphuthanga tikunzwa kubva kuna vamogeni committee ve MDCT yavamunzura vachitaura pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezvakataurwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa nezuro tavaona vachitaura zvakawanda chaizvo asi vari kutivo chenyanyo vafadza pane zvakataurwa inyaya yedevolution asi regai tiende zvakare kune mumwe mudare anga ari pachitwo ichi tichinzwawo kuti ivo vakaona sei zvakataurwa muparamende navamunangagwa
So we are happy but now here is no plan that was due recently to take place. We're not talking about child place bills are very, very important because a lot of times we say we need democracy and we also need rights to also not to be violated. So that not tend to be true. I got a little bit of a relationship. So my child place, we don't get the same one that you're going to be able to Say that it was quite important for young people to be involved in farming since there are opportunities that are already there for them to get involved. And you also talked about the grain reserves, that there is great need for young people to also contribute towards also making sure that there is food security within the country. The second issue you talked about was the issue of drug abuse. You said that now they've set up an interministerial committee which is going to look at issues to do with drug abuse. I think right now we've heard a very good say when it comes to issues to do with the drug abuse. I think we're having it every single day, and it's quite a scare, and it's quite very, very unfortunate for us as a country. But also the president sitting upon that interministerial committee, it also helps young people also to also see that at least drug abuse is actually a great scare, and there's need for young people also to also get some interventions. The president promised lasting solutions to drug abuse. I think those are some of the issues that he talked about for young people, and I think it's quite important for us also to support.
There you are, marvelous. That is Honorable Tatenda Mavetera. She's a member of parliament. So she's talking about some of the issues that the president raised in the State of the Nation address. And one of the issues, as one of the Okulumengazo, Ulima, Utabantu, Ibakanga, Utiba Lime, Uti Kopeloka, Tegleo, Utabantu Lime, Wenzarele, Kunokunjal. Ukunjalo, Uti, ukulwe ngokwetrack abuse ukuthi kulabantu abanengi kakhulu abasebenzayo izidakamizwa ngakho ke konoko ukuthi kuyabahlupha kakhulu kodwa ke nxaso kubuya ezokulima njalo ukuthi ke abasabatsha kanye sebengena emaplazini abanye sebezisebenza besiza konke konoko ke okweagriculture okuchiyeneyo waphinde wakhuluma ke ngechild protection ukuthi qathekile kakhulu ukuthi kube ngumongameli xa kukhangelwa ke ukuprotect abantwana ukuthi abantwana bavikelwa njani waphinde wakhuluma ngokuthi ke umongameli ukubethe udaba lokuthi kumele kube le-grain reserves. Kudala mavela abantu amadwala asancwebeka. Kwakulento okuthiwa isiphala senkosi lapho kwakugcinwa khona amabele. Xa ngaba le drought kucutshwe khonapho kusetshenziswe. Kunjalo ke mavela.
Aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune vamwe vadare vanga vari pachitwo chakaitika nezuro muparamende vachitaura ivo pamusoro pezvatakaona zvichiturwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa. tinoona kuti vanga vari kutaura vadari vedu vataura kuti ivo vakafadzwa nezvakataurwa nemutungamiri wenyika, vachiti mutungamiri wenyika akakurudzira kuti vechidiki vapinde munyaya dzekurima. Vakataura zvakare kuti vari kufara kuti pakataurwa ipo nyaya yedambudziko revana vechidiki vari kushandisa zvekudhakwa, zvinodhaka. Tichinzwa apa kuti mutungamiri wenyika vakati pachaitwa interministerial committee ichange iri kutarisa nyaya iyoyi yekukwira kwaita vana vechidiki vari kushandisa zvinodhakwa. Uyezve vakataura ivo kuti pane mimwe mitemo iri kunzi icharandudzwa yakanyanyonangana nekushungurudzwa kwevana uyezve nekurodzwa kwevana vasati vabva zera. Saka vanga vari kuti aiwa izvi zvakavafadza pane zvakataurwa navamunangagwa.
Yes, marvelous. At the same time, we have heard a lot concerning reforms that the MDCT is talking about. So they are saying that there should be some major electoral reforms before the next general elections or even by-elections. And one of the officials was quoted by Studio 7 as saying that maybe they will push for a situation where there won't be any elections, so that there are reforms first and all those kind of things. So we talked to some of the officials in the MTCT who said, no, that's not the case. What they're thinking of is actually pushing for the reforms and having the elections. So here is Douglas Monzora speaking about, having this kind of issue concerning electoral reforms.
If Mnangagwa and his government refuse to implement reforms, we will take part in the 2023 elections. Well, we are not conditioned that way as the MDCT. We believe in the Chinese suffer, fight 100 battles and win 100 victories. So why should we budget for failure? We are going to push for these reforms and we are going to get them. And right now, our mentality is focused on getting these reforms. We know how to get them. We will get them through dialogue, and this dialogue will be inclusive, genuine, and unconditional. Therefore, as regards what will happen if certain things happen that don't happen or happen in 2023, we are unable to postulate. For example, we are not able to say which reforms would we have got and which reforms would we not have attained. At that point in time, we will have to make a judgment of our own. Right now, we are not budgeting for failure. We are very confident that we will be able to get some of these reforms, if not the majority. Just to put you into perspective, the MDCT has already drafted a document. We call it the Dialogue Resource Document. There are certain principles that we as negotiators know and live by. One of the principles is that we don't negotiate in public. Negotiation in public is not the best thing to do, and it's not the most effective thing to do. But what we did put to the President General is the need for dialogue, and the reason for the dialogue, the major reason for the dialogue, is to do those things that will result in the betterment of the life of the Zimbabwean person. It may be reform, it may be other measures and so on, but it must be calculated to improve the life of Zimbabwe. And this dialogue must not generate any elite act. In other words, it must not be an agreement between ZANU-PF and MDCT. That is an elite act. It must be organic. It must involve the people of Zimbabwe. It must involve all the stakeholders. So, in that paper, we did suggest timelines to the President by which the reforms could have been done.
Yeah, lo ke ngumnumzana Dakia sponsora ukhuluma ke ngakhona ukuthi kumele kwenziweni ulungiselelo lokhetho lolu oluzayo. So ke marvelous lapho uyakhuluma uthi abakwazi okuzaphuma khona oku abakwenzayo, kodwa ke uthi bafuna ukupusha njengakhona kwenziwa ngama Chinese ukuthi nxa ukuthi upusha kumele uphumele kuwodwa kumbe uphumele kubili kumbe kuthathu. pakati kwekuyi 5. So ukuthi abasoze be give up ngakhona kuke kuma electoral reforms. So ukuthi bona bazasebenza katalala kwezethu kube lokhetho olubalulekileyo kwele Zimbabwe. Ukuthi kwamanje ke okuhluphayo ukuthi akuzwakali lokuthi kuyangaphi konke lokhu. Kodwa bayazama ngemzamo yabo bonke yonke ukuthi kube lokhetho olubalulekileyo. So ukuthi kodwa kala siqiniso lokuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uza kulungisa lokhu kube kasoza kulungisa. So kafuna ukuthi anike i-timeline kunjalo.
Aiwapo tukunzwa ava Douglas Monzora vebato reMDCT yavanotungamira vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezvavari kutaura ivo kuti vacharamba vachiedza kuti pave nekurandudzwa kwemitemo yakanangana nesarudzo vachitaurawo zvakare kuti vanoshuvira kuti vawanewo vachiita naurano nehurumende yavamunangagwa munguva inotevera asi izvi hazvireve kuti pari zvino vachabva vamira zvese zvavari kuita vativo vachamboshandisa sezvinoita machinese kuti uku vanenge vachitaura ukuwo vachiedza kupusha kuti malaws awanikwe iwo achichinja asi regai timbonzwa zviri kuitika kunzvimbo yewaterloo farmer kuvhuti kumashonaland west uko mutori wedu wenhau Nunura Ijena akawanikwa iye achikwanisa kuenda kunzvimbo iyoyi apo tiri kuona vamwe vagari vepanzvimbo yewaterloo farmer vakawanikwa ivo vachidzingwa vari kutogara pari zvino mumigwagwa regai tinzwe kubva kune mumwe mudzimai ari kuchiitiko ichochi kuwaterloomumba
chibage tinoti katsvira mumba mvura hapana mvura yekuwachera vana manepu chaiwo hatina kana yekugeza nyange zvekudya zvacho pano parod parikufamba mota ati akutotyira kana vanhu
vakasiya vasina upenyu zvinga zviri peta pavakatadza chikuenda kwatanga domeka zvinhu zvenyaa
saka imakapisirwawo chiimi
isizvo dzumba dzese nenhumba yarumangu yese doneka
saka izvezvo makutogara muno musangomo
kugara kakusango asi ndiri mukadzi womhondoro mukadzi womhondoro handina kuroorewa nemunhu aiwa mhondoro chai
ndimi munonzimai ani mimi kana kuti kugwani
inini baba wangu
imimi zita renyu
zita renyu tarenyu
zita zita renyu imimi munonzani
enara
munonzani
enara
makazvarwa rini makazvarwa rini
riri pachitupa changu
saka maari makore mangari
ari pachitupa ukaroi
ari pachitupa ukaroi
chitupa ndinacho kana ukaroi ndakavati arima yangu hapana kana chandeziya ndobvangu
asi kamagore hamuna kwaaziveri kuti mune makore mangana kana kuti makazvarwa rini makazvarwa rini
mazuva
mazuva ka
sokuti hamai hama yangu ndakavati
okay mwari ungurangu
hangu makore ari pachitupa ndichapuwa chitupa
nevamaokay mama
there you are marvelous. I think you can hear what the grandmother is saying. There is a lot of stuff and yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, very interesting. She is actually saying that she's the wife of a Mondoro, a spirit medium. And then when our reporter Nunura Ijena asked her that, how old are you? She said she doesn't know. The answer is in Karoi, which is near where she is. It's on her birth certificate. But what she knows is that she's very upset that her home where she lived and that place where her sacred place where her husband, who's supposedly a Mondoro, his home was destroyed within her house. So she's saying she was married by a spirit medium, so she is not very happy. But, you know, she was very jovial about her age. She kept referring that, look, I don't know. But all that you can find out on my birth certificate is in Karoo.
Yeah, lapho ke simzile umuntu ekhuluma khona besithi ke ngugogo, ugogo sekhulile. Uyakhuluma uyakhala silugogo lapha uthi basuswe eplazini eWaterloo nale. Uthi bathiselwe impahla lokunye okutheneyo. So ugogo sibili uyakhala okunye okumangalisayo. Uthi bahlala egangeni kodwa yena uthi umfazi ukumbi ikhosikazi elalokho kuthiwa yiMondoro. Uthi phela ugogo oqhathekileyo kakhulu. Ungabona ugogo sekhuluma kunje kungani kuyahlupha kodwa uthi kumzisa ubuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi uhlala egangeni ugogo. So singazi ukuthi udaba lolu luyahamba njani kodwa ungazani luyamhlupha okunye okumangalisayo. Kodwa kayisibafisela ukuthi kuzabalungela okuzabalungela singazi ukuthi kuhamba njani. Ye ngena khona pa Marvelous.
Taona zvakare vamwe madzimai vechidiki vari kutotaura kuti vana vavo vakazvarwa uyezve vachitori vacheche ndumurwa vakatowanikwawo vachirasirwa panze ipapo kuWaterloo Farm kuvachitaura zvakare kuti panzvimbo iyi hapana mvura yekugeza hapana mvura yekuwacha manapikeni uyezve hapana mvura kana yekutoti vanhu vawanikwawo vachiita utsanana hunodiwa panguva ino yeCovid-19 saka vaenderera mberi vachiti vavasi kunyatsozoti chii chiri kuitika nekuti vakangosvikonzi takutowanikwa tichikuburitsai panzvimbo iyi vakataura kuti zvimwe midziyo yavo imwe yakawanikwawo ichipiswa saka pari zvino havatorina kana chekupfeka havana kana zvekupfekedza vana uyezve vakangokwanisawo kubuda nezvishoma zvavakakwanisa kubuda nazvo kubva panzvimbo iyoyi yeWaterloo Farm kuvhuti asi tinoona kuti izvi zviri kushorwa nevazhinji uyezve tichange tiri kuramba tichiteera nyaya iyi kuti tigozonzwa kuti zvazoitwa sei vana ava vakazodii nekuti tichiona kuti pachiitwo ichi pane vana vechidiki vamwe vari kutowanikwa ivo vakawanikwa vari panze ipapo vana amai vana gogo seavo vatabva kutaura navo vawanikwawo vachitaurawo zviri kuitika pari zvino kwavari panzvimbo iyoyi yeWaterloo Farm kuvhuti kunova iko kumashonaland west saka ndo zvimwe zvezvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa kuti zvoitwa sei panguva ino yeCovid-19 tichiona kuti hurumende inokurudzira iyo kuti vanhu ngavagare vakapfeka mamaski vanhu ngavawanikwe ivo vachibayiwa nhomba dzeCovid-19 uyezve vagare vakatsarukana saka hatina kumboona mumwe anga akapfeka mamaski panzvimbo iyoyi rege over to you Gibbs.
Yes, Marvelous. We also have other issues like during these COVID times, there are difficulties that are faced by girls, women, and so forth. So one of the issues maybe is sanitary pads. There are some people who are actually helping in that respect. And one of them is a guy who comes from Lupane, communal lands in Matabeleland North. Let's hear what he did recently for girls in Lupane.
Mina igamalami ngumfundo Sivanda Kabeni, ngizalwa esabelwe esigabeni saselupanda elupane. Engikwenzileyo ngomvulo mhlaka 27 September, ngiyenelise ukudonetha isanitary pads ezikolweni ezingu-7 ezigoqela iphuma kanye primary school, iSpopoma, iLihlo, Mkhombo Primary School, Lupanda Secondary School, Regina Mundi Primary School and Regina Mundi Secondary School. Lokho ngikwenziswa ikuthi ngiyazi ukubana abantwana abahlala emaphandleni abalayo indlela yokuthola isanitary pads. Bagcina besebenzisa into ezingahlanzekanga ezigoqela amalembu amahlamvu into ezijetsheneyo. So lolu luhlelo engizakhontinua ngalo engizalwenza izigaba zonke zaselupane. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Yes, Marvelous, that is Mr. Kabeni, that is Mfundo Sipanda Kabeni, from Lupane. So he says what drove him to actually do this is that he has seen that some of the girls don't have any means of using, the normal sanitary pads. So he went around, looked for them, and he handed them over to some girls in Lupane recently, and that is September. So he says, some were using pieces of clothes. There were some of them who have been using leaves. So he says, this is a very big problem in Zimbabwe.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune mumwe munyarikani wedu vakuti ivo vakaita ivo chirongwa chekuti vakwanise kunge vachibatsira vana vari muzvikoro kunopane kwavanogara nemasiyana tripedzi vakati ivo vamwe vasikana vemuzvikoro umu vanga vari kushandisa machira vamwe vachitoita kushandisa vatingati mashizha izvo zvakamubata mwoyo chaizvo mukomana vechidiki ava vakakwanisa kunge vachiunganidza zvikwanisirwa zvemasenetari pads vakaenda vakanokwanisa kuwanikwa ivo vachipawo vamwe vasikana vechidiki vana vechikoro kunupane kwavanobva vanga vari kutarisa kuti iri idambudziko guru riri kuwanikwa risanganwa nemadzimai uyezve nevasikana vechidiki muzvikoro.
Yes, marvelous. Maybe let's look at one of the issues that we touched here partly, which was the issue of the preparations for elections. So I spoke to Witness Dube of the MDCT. You know, you are saying, you know, they don't want these elections to be postponed. What they are looking for are reforms. So let's hear exactly what he's saying about this issue.
As the MDCT was not saying that we are calling for the postponement of 2020, what we are calling for the prioritization of the electoral reforms agenda ahead of any election. This is what we have said, that we must, as a country, not be able to take elections without the electoral reforms. By the electoral reforms, we mean the leveling of the political field election so that we do not have the same contested outcomes which affect the legitimacy of the elected leader. This is a position that is, you know, that has been prayed for by many political players, including, you know, presidential contestants in the 2018 elections. And, you know, notably Mr. Nelson Chamisa. But this is not a position that is new. Remember when we had NERA, we actually pushed for electoral reforms through the NERA agenda, and one of the gains from that push was the biometric voter registration process. So we are hoping to intensify in the coming days, to intensify calls and all actions for the leveling of the playing field. For all political players, not just for MDCT, but for all political players, because we believe that the problem that we have with our elections is that they've always been held under conditions that do not meet the free, fair, and credible.
There you are, Mavra. So he's saying, you know, these electoral reforms are very necessary, and they're not calling for, you know, the boycott or not for the country not to conduct any elections.
Aiwapo tiri kunzwa mumwe munyarikani wedu wekuMDCT vachitaura ivo kuti kurandudzwa kwemitemo yesarudzo kwakakosha pari zvino, saka ndo zvavari kuda kuti vawanikwe ivo zvichiitika munguva inotevera. Asi tatisinganyatsonzwa kuti vanga vari kuti chii chaizvo. Saka tichangoramba tichienderera mberi tichinzwa kuti tinganzwe here kuti vari kuti chii, Gibbs.
Yes,
asizange kuna ukhetho lwa-2023. Esikuchoyo yikuthi akulungisiswe zonke izinto eziphathelane lokhetho ukwenzela ukuthi nxa ukhetho lusenzakala lube lukhetho oluzaphumisa impumela eqoqo, impumela engafaki abanye abadlali emdlalweni wepolitiki phambili kulabanye, enganiki abanye esingathi ngamathuba angezeleleyo kumbe aphambili okuthi baphume kuyilo abadla umbutho wokhetho. Sikhangela kakhulu ukuthi siya kuma-elections ka-2013 sasilenera i-National Electoral Reform Agenda eyafuqa kabanzi kwaze kwafika ekuthini sithole i-biometric voter registration. So sikhangelele ukuthi nxa singafuqa kathesi nxa kungenzeka ukuthi inyanga ithi iphela lokho esikufunayo sokwenzekile, ukhetho kalwenzakale ngenyanga ezayo. Nxa kungathatha umnyaka, umnyaka olandelayo kawenzi. Kodwa esikutshoyo ukuthi wonke umuntu uyakwazi ukuthi eZimbabwe sikhala ngokuthi nxa kusiba lokhetho soluphelile kuyathiwa hayi belungekho free, belungekho fair, belungekho credible. Asikhangelisiseni ke imigoqo efana nalo ukuthi mhlawumbe kurejistwa njani ama ballot papers, alungiswa njani, aphathwa njani, kubalwa njani, njalo kumidiya lapha bayavunyelwa yini bonke abantu ukuthi baphume bekhuluma begaya ukhetho. Layo yonke imithetho nje ephathelane lokhetho, ukubuthana kwabantu ngubani ovunyelwayo sikhathi bani, nokuthi kukhulunywani kwenziwani abantu bengalamgoqo. Yikho esikutshoyo thina ukuthi akulungisiswe konke lokho singakabi lokhetho. Lokho yinto eyakhalelwa ngubaba uMorgan Tsvangirai, leyo yinto ekade ikhalisa umnumzana uChamisa phuma kukhetho luka-2018. Leyo into ekade ikhalisa even yona i-Election Resources Center namhlanje esiphuma isithi thina ngokubizela ukuthi kasikhuthazana nene ekulungiseseni lokhu, sesinjengabantu abathi bona asifuni ukhetho. Kukathi hatshi ukhetho sithi kalwenzeke noma yinini, nxa siqeda nje ukuthi silungise zonke lezi zinto. Njalo kumele sizilungise sikhangelele ukuthi 2023 yiwo umnyaka okuhlelwe ngawo ukuthi.
So what he's saying is that there's need definitely for these electoral reforms. Mm-hmm. So he's talking about the role of the media. He's talking about even the role of the public. Me and you, you know, how should we conduct ourselves towards these elections? So he says, you know, there's need to follow the SADC guidelines. We know what the SADC wants. So at the end of the day, he's saying this is what the late Morgan Tsvangirai was writing for. This is what Nelson Chamisa is writing for. This is what all other opposition parties are fighting for. So let it be, and it should be done before the elections. So they are not necessarily calling for a boycott or for the country not to conduct any elections in 2024.
Kana kuti irandudzwe yesarudzo, uyezve vari kuti ivo izvi ndo zvanga zviri kurwirwa navaMorgan Tsvangirai, ndo zviri kurwirwawozve navaNelson Chamisa nevamwewo vari munyika vanoita zvematongerwo enyika. Vakataura zvakare kuti havasi kuti ivo sarudzo ngadzisaitwa badzi, asi vari kuda kuti pawanikwe ivo pachirandudzwa mitemo yesarudzo ichienderana nezvinodikanwa neSADC nemamwewo mapato anoona
Yes, we've got our guest, Mr. Busani Mbusontini. So he's going to give us a summary of some of the things that we're talking about today. And he's an independent social and political commentator. Welcome to the program, Mr. Tini, and we're towards the end of the program.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Dure and Adwet Magalas.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So, you know, looking at electoral reforms in Zimbabwe, is it possible to really have tangible electoral reforms?
It is possible if there is a will, a political will. But like I think we always say, any reforms around elections means that ZANU is pretty much taking themselves out. Any of the reforms, I think, any reforms that could be created will make things hard for ZANU appear to win the elections. So that's where the problem is. If it was in their favor, I believe that they'll implement the reforms, but any reform that will be implemented will not work in their favor. So they will not implement those reforms.
Marvelous.
Aha, tukunzwa hapo mnyarikani wedu batinawo pano vantini varikutaura ivo kuti kurandudzwa kwemitemo yesarudzo kunogona kuitika kana vanokwanisa kunge vachirandudza mitemo iyi vaine chido chekuita. Asi vari kutaura ivo kuti asi semaonero avo ivo vanoona kunge bato rezanu nehurumende havasi kukwanisa kuti vaite izvi nechimbi chimbi, nekuti vari kuona kunge vakarandudza mitemo iyi havazokwanisa kukunda misarudzo dziri kutevera, nekuti vari kuti ivo dai zanu kana hurumende yaiona kuti zvaizoibatsira kuti varandudze mitemo iyoyi yemaelections vangadai vakatozviita nechimbi chimbi.
Okay, I'm feeling a scene to see if you go to Kulmako, Wantin, Otin Lab.
No, even Kucho, which Umbono Wami, Baba Dube, which I'm a reform, I'm a election in Enzagala. My Wuti, Ipati, Eyo, Evan Bileo, Ilesifiso, so Wuti Loku Enzagali. Kodwa inkinga ekhona ukuthi ama-reform amaningi okukhulunywa ngawo ngama-reform angathi ngafakwa azakwenza ukuthi izani iphume embusweni. So angiboni ukuthi izani izakufaka lokhu ikwazi ukuthi impumela yakhona izabakhipha embusweni.
So what should be done then?
We are 40 some years later to the you know, we are uhluphe sikulo yonalo lokuthi sesile 40 years under izani PF, you know, rule ama reform efunakala engenzakali. So uhlupho leZimbabwe kunzima, but nxa ungalama election reform, ama election wonke azoba disputed. Nxa ama election disputed, iZimbabwe aseziqhubekiye phambili. Kumele ukuthi ube lesikhathi ukuthi abantu bekhangelane emehlweni bethi hayi ake sibophene amabhanti silungise izinto. Yebo, i-opposition ngathathela izanu okwamathema athize, kodwa izanu kumele laye i-reform from within. Nxa yokuthi kusitsho ukuthi iphume kupower ngendlela yokuthi ifake ama-reform aqakathekileyo, I think kulungile. Engxenye bengaphendwa ngelilanga seke baba yi-opposition labo, kodwa bengaqhubeka besenza abakwenzayo iZimbabwe kulanto ezalo.
So ke ukhetho kumele lube khona kumbe lungabi khona. Kulabanye phela abathi hayi ngcono kupostpone ukhetho kwenziwe esikhathini esilandelayo.
Hayi, ukhetho uba khona kumele lube khona ngoba ntsho kuku-constitution. Abathi ungabi lo khetho kabakhulume ngokuthi bafuna ukutshintsha i-constitution kuqala. Kodwa ukhetho vele kumele lube khona, yebo kuzawa ama-disputed results. Kodwa iqiniso ukuthi akube lama organization anjenge-AU, ama-SADC, i-European Union, kumbe i-United Nations engenelayo yenze ukuthi ama-election ayenzakala eZimbabwe abuya ka-2023 abe free and fair. Kuthi lowo winileyo kube nguye owinileyo. Asikhangeleni iZEC ukuthi kanti independent yini, i-objective yini. Asikhangeleni kanti esikurejistwa kwabantu kuvota kuvulekile yini ngendlela okumele kube yikho. Asikhangeleni ukuthi impumela ye-voters roll le, ye-voters registration izasipha yini i-voters roll epheleleyo, e-accurate and complete. Yikho ekumele kukhulunywe ngakho. Oyenze nxa uhanjwa kwama-election ngo-2023 kungabi ngefene phakathi.
Yeah, ufana nasikhiwa briefly khonokho.
No, in my view, I think we need ama organizations such as the African Union, we need the SADC, we need United Nations to come in and help us so that when we have elections in 2023, elections have to happen because it is in our constitution that every 5 years, there has to be those elections. Those that want elections not to happen, then they need to start talking to people about making amendments to the constitution. But if the elections are to go forward, we ask for organizations such as AU, SADC, even the United Nations to come in and help us to make sure that when the elections happen, they'll happen on an even, playing field, and the voters whatever the voters say would be respected by all the parties.
Thank you very much. I think on that note, Marvelous, we have come to the end of our show. We wish to thank all our correspondents in Zimbabwe who actually sent us videos, very lovely videos for that matter. Thanks so much, Nurai Jena. Thank you so much, Thomas Chiripasi, Mlondolozi Ndlovu, and others. We also wish to thank our guest this evening, Mr. Busani Musontini. He's a social and political commentator based here in USA. And then we had Witness Dube of the MTCT. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Marvelous.